This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases across the globe has crossed the 2 million mark. That's according to data from the U.S.'s Johns Hopkins University. The number of deaths nearing 130,000. In Europe, France's death toll from the virus has surpassed 15,000 people, making it the fourth country to do so. Two others included Italy and Spain. While France continues to extend lockdown measures, Italy and Spain are among several European nations that have started to ease strict lockdowns. In the western U.S., the governor of the state of California said he will only consider lifting lockdown orders when the number of hospitalizations decline for at least 2 weeks. China is speaking out after the United States halted funding to the World Health Organization. The country's foreign ministry said Wednesday President Donald Trump's decision to withhold funding would affect all countries as the world faces a critical stage in combating the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump said late Tuesday the WHO played a role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of coronavirus. He contends the UN agency failed to carry out what he said was its basic duty to investigate the early reports of the virus that were coming out of China when the outbreak began in December. Germany joined the defense of the agency, with the foreign minister saying Wednesday that assigning blame doesn't help. In a statement Tuesday night, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres repeated his support for the WHO from a week ago, saying the World Health Organization is absolutely critical to the world's efforts to win the war against COVID-19. We have more stories for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. India announced Wednesday it plans to allow manufacturing and farming activity to resume in rural areas starting on April 20th. A nationwide lockdown remains in place until early next month. U.S. retail sales have suffered during the coronavirus pandemic. The country's Commerce Department said Wednesday retail sales plunged 8.7% in March, the biggest decline since the government started tracking in 1992. Dr. Anthony Fauci, a member of the U.S.'s White House Coronavirus Task Force, told the Associated Press the country does not yet have the critical testing and tracing procedures needed to begin reopening the nation's economy. South Korea has held the first nationwide election since the coronavirus pandemic began, and President Moon Jae-in's ruling party is projected to win the parliamentary election Wednesday. Reuters citing exit polls for that projection. Voters cast their ballots wearing masks and under very strict precautions. Wednesday's vote has largely been viewed as a referendum on Moon, who's been viewed favorably as he oversaw an effective response to COVID-19. A ruling party majority in parliament would help Moon to push through his agenda in his final 2 years in office. Tajikistan has applied for the International Monetary Fund's emergency financing, becoming the second Central Asian nation to do so amid the global crisis prompted by the novel coronavirus outbreak. That according to an IMF executive who spoke to Reuters on Wednesday. German prosecutors announced Wednesday the arrest of four Islamic State members accused of planning attacks against U.S. military sites in Germany. A statement said the group had guns and ammunition needed for the attacks, along with some materials for building explosive devices. The prosecutors said the group had already scouted U.S. Air Force bases in Germany. Former U.S. President Barack Obama has endorsed his former Vice President Joe Biden for president on Tuesday, calling Biden a clear choice to replace President Trump in November's national election. The former president said the country's future hangs on this election. It's been 1 year since the famous Notre Dame Cathedral burned in Paris, France. French President Emmanuel Macron has pledged the landmark will be fully restored in 5 years. In a video statement on his Twitter account, Macron said everything would be done to rebuild Notre Dame in 5 years, just as he promised last year. A year later, and restoration has been halted due to the coronavirus lockdown. The blaze gutted the interior and toppled the spire of the medieval landmark. We have more stories for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News, VOA Remote. I'm Liz Palka.